The job of a fisherman has a reputation for being deadly, but it's a painful career, too. Now the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health is trying to change that by studying injuries suffered by fishermen. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez has more.
The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health has long had a system for monitoring fatalities in the fishing industry. But in recent years, the Institute has also been working to figure out what the most common injuries experienced by fishermen are and how they're caused. The ultimate goal is to determine which practices can prevent these accidents from happening. And to do this, NIOSH has been reviewing records from Unalaska's local clinic. Jennifer Lincoln is an injury epidemiologist at the NIOSH Alaska Field Station, and she's leading this effort. She explains why examining injuries reported to Illaloo Family and Health Services made sense for the project.
The next logical thing to look at if you want to prevent people from hurting themselves are things that don't result in a fatality. But there's not a single place to go for that kind of information. And during one of my reviews of one of my research programs, somebody from industry suggested that I go to the health clinic and look at the records.
Lincoln is focusing on injuries reported over a two-year period. The data she looks at is scrubbed of any personal information, but it often contains the vessel or company name, which allows NIOSH to study injuries by gear type. The record review began last spring, and Lincoln traveled to Unalaska this past week to visit the clinic and share her preliminary results. Lincoln says that hand injuries experienced during offloads are especially common among fishermen. She adds that this type of research often leads to new innovations that can improve vessel safety down the road.
Sometimes people will get their rain gear or their glove or something entangled and they're pulled towards the winch and so pulled away from the controls that operate it. So retrofitting the e-stop allows you to hit it and mm-hmm. stop it from moving. So that's mm-hmm. something that we had the surveillance data showing that there were entanglements. We worked with fishermen to come up with a solution, and then we were able to design this engineering solution, and now we've licensed it to a company to market it.
Lincoln says NIOSH's next step is producing a draft report. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.